you can have more misses than you expect. You can have near misses that seem impossible, like when it hit the uprights. And if you have full-time faith, you can still win the game.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
And we're actually literally back. We just got done with a 3 mile middle of the day walk. Let me tell you how much we have freaking missed these. We used to have on our calendar when we lived in Santa Monica. Was it 2 o'clock, babe, or 3 o'clock? It was 2 o'clock. We had a set hour where we would take a walk or a run at 2 o'clock every single day so that our schedules would be built around it. Well, you move to Arizona and, you know, 6-7 months of the time, it gets too damn hot to walk in the middle of the day. And so now the weather's nice out again. The last couple of days, we've gotten these midday walks and it was so good.
Which is game changing because know thyself is the key to being an entrepreneur. And for me, I work in, you know, I was saying 2.5-3 hour stints. I actually need to get up about every 60 to 90 minutes in between things.
You're a sprinter.
Whether that is a walk, whether that is going and making myself drink a big thing of water and taking 5 minutes outside. And I need that little reset in between because when I start powering through, don't get me wrong, I do have days where I have to just power through certain things. But when I can, I set my schedule up so that I do get those healthy 15 to 20 minute breaks in between major tasks.
Yeah, you're a sprinter the way that you work. I'm a marathoner
yes,
the way that
are.
I work. But then the problem is I'm burnt out at the end of the marathon, right? Like think about people who run marathons, they rest the whole next day.
Yes.
And so like breaking it up like this is crucial to us. So here's what this walk has to do with what we're going to talk about today. We just spent the whole hour talking about full-time faith. Mm-hmm. And boy, do we have a story for you. But Lori and I have been practicing what we preach. I know we've referenced this before. We have been walking our talk. We have been operating in full-time faith and riding that roller coaster for quite some time now regarding this damn home. And I say it jokingly because it's a massive blessing. But if you guys followed the show, you know that a couple of months ago, we were in escrow, unexpected. Neighbor made a major offer on our home. And we said, can't turn that down. I mean, it was $3 million profit in 8 months at the time. And so that said, hey, let's do it. Let's sell it. We'll get something else. And, you know, we kind of want to split time between California and here anyways, if we're really being honest. And so what, long story short, right before the inspection period was up, they backed out because they couldn't fathom the fact that they live two doors down and could have had the same home for $3 million less just 8 months prior. So, oh, well, full-time faith, this or something better. Another month goes by and we get another offer. So once again, we are in agreement. We are in accepted offers for another great number that we're super excited about. And that one falls through.
At this point, we have started planning our life in two separate places because we knew we wanted to do this. We just didn't know it would come this soon. And we were so grateful for it because, to be honest, we are ready for it. Our businesses are calling us back to California and here at the same time. And we were like, wow, God, this is like divine timing. Like, this is incredible. So now we're starting to plan our life around it.
Yeah. So the neighbor planted the seed. We got excited about it, said, hey, let's throw it on the market. Got another offer. We're really excited about that one. Headed to escrow, falls through. And then, full-time faith, two in a row fell through. No big deal. We can roll with the punches and we get another offer and a great one. Like a wow, oh my God, were we excited offer. Literally couldn't believe it when it came in and went into escrow on that one. We are one day away from being clear of every single contingency, done deal, locked in. And this one turned out to be a fraudulent offer. Like literally a diplomat from another country. And this is not like, you know how you get the emails, hey, I'm from Nigeria, I'd like to store some money in your account. It's not that. This was like the most well thought out, crazy, fooling the title company, fooling the realtors, fooling everything type of insane scam that I can't even make sense of. But the point is, here we are today, because it fell out today, in full-time faith again. And Lori, you said something on the walk earlier today. You said, he or she that lives in full-time faith can enjoy the weight?
No, it's A Course in Miracles, and it is they who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait and wait without anxiety. And it is all about knowing that the outcome that we desire may not come in the exact package, but we know what we want. We were always clear on splitting time. We know that we want to do it now. And we're on this ride. And I keep saying that to you over and over because you have to choose that even in entrepreneurship. And we've been on these rides before and they always are longer than you think. And sometimes they're not. In fact, you have to look back on your life and say, you don't want to start building the story of this is how these always go, because that's not it. It's just some journeys look this way and it's always this or something better. And we can't see what's being orchestrated. And just like this offer falling out, we can't see what we're being saved from.
Yep.
So that's the beautiful part of all of it. And you know, it's like, how quickly can we get back into faith even on round three of the emotional roller coaster? You guys know what it's like. It's like, are we moving? Are we booking our movers? Are we not? Do we need a place to live?
Well, good news. The movers are booked. Everything's set.
We're keeping the movers booked for now.
Now that's an example of what?
Full-time faith.
We are literally keeping the movers booked for a certain date that we have them booked on, because that's how like full-time faith, you know, ingrained we are. Like we just know for a fact that that next buyer is on their way in the
now,
timely manner.
In our defense of keeping the movers, we have heard that there's some buzz of another offer coming. So
Yes. But buzz is one thing, actually having one.
Right.
Hell, even being an escrow apparently doesn't count for much these days. Now, this reminds me of, if you guys are at all football fans, and if you'd all watched the Packer game this weekend, Mason Crosby, who's like this 15 or 17 year veteran kicker, never misses, was on this amazing 27 game hot streak of not missing a field goal. He went out to kick the game winning field goal this week and he missed, and he never misses. And then Packers got the ball back. There's 30 seconds left in the game. Game's tied up. He goes out a second time. This time it's in the bag. He never misses, and he misses again. And this time it actually hits the upright. Donk, right? Like hits the upright, falls to the ground. Nobody can believe it. So then miraculously in overtime, Packers get the ball back again. All right. Third time in a row. No way he misses this thing. And by the way, no NFL kickers miss three times in a row. And by the way, the last kick was very close in, and so is this one. You wouldn't believe it. He pulls it and misses. This person who is literally on a record streak of not missing field goals over the course of multiple seasons, misses three game winners in a row. And we're like, at this point, oh my God, we literally can't believe
it.
Like,
how are we even still in this game? Like, how is this possible? We are not winning this game.
Yeah, you start to think we are not meant to win, right? And sure enough, somehow with like a minute left in overtime, Packers get the ball back, march downfield, and the coach has the full-time faith. Even though Mason Crosby just missed three field goals in a row. And clearly he's mentally shaken up. Clearly his mechanics must be off. Clearly there's something amiss. He had the full-time faith in the guy to say, can you do this? And he said, I can do this. He said, then get your ass out there and win this game. And that's exactly what he did. On the fourth game-winning attempt, with a minute left in overtime, he was able to win the game. So what is the point of me sharing the story with you guys? You can have more misses than you expect. You can have near misses that seem impossible, like when it hit the uprights. And if you have full-time faith, you can still win the game.
Do not get caught up and stuck in the misses. Do not get stuck in your failures or your misses, because you are literally one away from getting it right or winning or creating the life that you want to create. And so many people get stuck in the misses. And you, Chris, you and I are so committed to not getting stuck there and to keep on moving and reset our mental attitude as fast as we possibly can. And it's really like, okay, yeah, that happened. That's a thing. We can be sad for a second, but then we got to move on, because that's what full-time faith is. Yeah. Or it's not when it's convenient. It's not when it's easy. It's not when it feels good. It's not when it's fun. It's when it's hard. It's when it's scary. It's when things look uncertain. It's when you are getting 3 misses in a row and you're like, this just is it. It's when you start to think, maybe this isn't for me.
Yep.
Maybe I'm not abundant. Maybe I'm not meant for these big things. Maybe we're not meant to create this, you know, life dream and create all of these like things that we've been throwing into the universe.
You know, full-time faith doesn't mean 95% of the time faith. It doesn't mean 99% of the time faith, because even if you have 1% of the time without faith, you are by default automatically not bought into full-time faith. You're either all the way in or you're all the way out. You don't get to choose percentages or choose when it's even. And it's easy. I mean, listen, it's very tough to stay within full-time faith when you keep getting the misses, right? When you keep missing the field goals, so to speak. But you do a great job of pulling me back into full-time faith. I do a great job of pulling you back into full-time faith. I watch my elite mastermind members do a great job of pulling each other into full-time faith. Mm-hmm. Something that we talk about, like, hey, when you get a few kicks to the teeth in your business, when it's more than you expected, you lean on the other members and everybody works together to hold each other into full-time faith. Now, I just got together with my team and 65% of the 2021 class of our elite mastermind renewed. Isn't that awesome, Lori?
That's literally insane. And I know why. I was in those rooms. Yep. I was like, I've never been in a room like this before. And I've been in a lot of rooms, and that truly, you've like the people that are in there, it's next level.
They legit form this posse together where they don't want to leave. So here's the good news, bad news. Good news, we are now finally going through all of the applications for our Elite Mastermind, and it's not too late for you to get yours in. Go to chrisharder.me/mastermind, fill out the application if you're going to make more than $500,000 this year. Most people in there are multiple 7 figures, but don't let that scare you away. If you're going to make more than $500,000 in 2022, then I want you to go to chrisharder.me/mastermind and fill out that app. Or if you want an even faster way to talk to me about it, just text me the word elite to 310-421-0416. We'll banter back and forth, and then I'll point you towards the application after I've answered your question. So just text me the word elite to 310-421-0416. Less spots than any other year. Oh, Lori's alarm went off. Less spots than any other year. And so I would act really quickly to grab these last few that are available.
All right, you guys, thank you so much. And we will see you next week. Bye-bye.